99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand. Ring word.
What is it? Oh, it's Dave.
Dave?
Dave.
Oh, that makes sense. D-A-V-E.
Yeah, just keeping it simple. Dave. Yeah, get that into the website, WDJX.com, and you are in to win $1,000 of the Pumpkin King's cash on 99.7 DJX. All right, fun little question I saw online yesterday.
All right, shoot.
So your ex shows up to your door on trick-or-treat. What candy are you giving him?
Oh, I'm going to give him, you're going to be happy about this, Twizzlers.
You're going to give him Twizzlers?
Circus peanuts and candy corn. All the things. Wait, black licorice.
Oh, you know what? I am taking all of that.
Well, all right then.
Do I like trash candy, apparently?
Apparently you do. That's all the trash candy in my book. So, yeah. Black licorice. Like, I know you love Twizzlers. I hate Twizzlers.
Do.
It's just waxy, waxy yuckiness. Circus peanuts, I think. Why did anybody invent those? Why are they still making them?
I'm not eating the circus peanuts. Those are kind of, did I say, that sounded like I said something else.
And then, you know what? I'm dropping in a couple California Reaper peppers.
just to do it?
Just for good measure.
Hot. I mean, you know, if I'm thinking about it, I am putting like the Jolly Ranchers. I'm putting all that trash, like fruity candy in my ex's
Jolly
bag.
Ranchers used to be a reward in school when we got a good grade on our time test.
Yeah. And look, they're still great to put in, a White Claw, but like,
yeah, my dad used to put them in Zimas.
Right,
do you remember Zimas?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like they still have a use, but and I have an entire like glass jar full of them in my office, and I'm like, I'm never gonna eat these, so I keep offering them to people who come. I'm like, hey, do you want a Jolly Rancher? And everybody's like, no, thanks. So I'm giving like Jolly Ranchers and all that fruity crap to my ex. Because, you know what? You can miss me with the fruit candy.
Okay. Well, see, I wouldn't necessarily qualify that as like revenge candy. Like, I'm thinking revenge candy. Right?
Like the, what is it? The Harry Potter every flavor jelly beans that
yes.
Jelly Belly produces?
Yes. I would give them the bamboozled Jelly Belly with the skunk flavors in there and grass.
Okay, listen.
Vomit.
Whitney's saying candy corn on Facebook. And I'm like,
because it's trash.
No. You and your son need to, I'm sorry, your son and I are both on the same level when it comes to candy corn because that is delicious.
He's a young child. He can't be blamed. I'll educate him.
Especially when you add the peanuts to it. It is a delightful treat. Jennifer rolls in with poison. Okay, Jennifer, you're missing.
That's a little deathy. Like, that's not
I said,
fun.
What kind of candy?
Not, yes, candy.
But, like you can't go to, Moss downtown and be like, hey, or Moose, and be like, hey, can I get the poison-flavored candy, please?
Yeah, no, they don't make that.
No.
Yeah. But we get the sentiment, like, it wasn't a good breakup, apparently.
Larry, I'm with Ben. Candy corn is amazing. Yeah, get on my level. Hashtag candy corn gang.
Listen, I can't help your poor, poor taste.
Kathy says, giving my ex a zero bar because it describes him.
Wow. Well, that's good. I like that. Mentality's fun.
I don't know if I've ever had a zero bar.
I haven't, but I think it's made of tasty things.
Roxanne says, that nasty peanut butter Mary Jane candy. You know what? I'm all right with those. Like anything peanut butter, I'm usually a fan of. Even
seriously,
yes,
like not all peanut butter candy is created equal. I think you've got your Reese's peanut butter level.
Yes.
You got your Butterfinger.
Kelly, I'm about to drop something on you that may change the way you look at me.
That's going to be difficult to do.
Fair. Those orange and black chews that you get in the wax little orange and black wrapper.
I've never had one of those in my entire life.
Those are peanut butter chews, and I'm all about those.
Oh, no, sir.
I'm like, give those to me.
No, nope.
So yeah.
You know what? I throw in some Mike and Ike's too.
Oh my gosh!
Give Mike and Ike's. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? No. Mike and Ike's. Those are the fruit ones. Yeah, I'm all right with missing.
No, I thought there were. Aren't there licorice ones?
Yeah. The licorice. Yeah. Those are what we call smartening pills.
Oh, okay. No.
Listen, nope. Christy, razor blade candy is not an option.
No, listen, don't get too deathy. This is happy fun revenge candy.
Stop, yeah. Laura gets it. She's like peppermint from on top of the dryer that may have accidentally gotten washed or were in the bottom of my purse forever.
That's acceptable.
That's what I'm saying right there, Laura. Yes. You get it.
Staying away from razor blades and poison, please.
Right. Melissa, poison apple. Sorry, I mean a candy apple. Okay, all right. Anyways, yeah. So if your ex showed up on Halloween trick-or-treating, what candy? Y'all are hating on me about my candy likes and dislikes. I'm getting a lot of hate on the text line and on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX. We were just talking about what candy, if your ex showed up at your door for trick-or-treating, what candy would you give your ex? And everybody's all like, candy corn's trash. The Mike and Ike's, not the Mike and Ike's. It's the Good and Plenty's are what you were looking for. That's the licorice.
Oh, good. Okay. I got confused.
Yeah, that's what I call the smartening pills because they're so good, and I'll eat those any day of the week. But everybody's all like, it's all trash. These are all trash.
Oh wow. So Mary said chocolate suckers with X-Lax. Wow.
You know,
that is creative.
Yeah. And also Seth is like, hey, are they allergic to nuts? How about a payday? And I'm like, yo, let's not get deathy with this.
We're not getting deathy. We're getting happy, fun revenge candy. Somebody else texted, said, I'd give my ex stale circus peanuts and licorice that my children have eaten and spit back out. You guys are just, dang it. Work some stuff out, apparently.
I love it. All right. If you want to continue this conversation offline, you can.
What a fun conversation.
I know. At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.